Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Even if you can't swim, in an emergency situation,
don't panic.
It's the fact that, look, we can all run. But if we just took off for an emergency situation in a full sprint,
you run faster.
There's a good chance I'm pulling a hammy.
No, oh, guaranteed.
I'm just saying, like something. Like with swimming, it just tires your ass out. So you've gotta think more of a marathon here than a sprint. Because
sure,
I mean that's the thing about swimming. If you do not do it on a regular basis, then you are not in shape to do it. So you might be able to do it, but how long can you do it and how far can you do it? That's the key. It's like running or anything else.
Well, I was watching one of those shows, one of those maybe we should be dead shows, all right? So, or I can't believe we survived. And it's a dude.
Oh.
He's there with his daughter and daughter's friend. Both of them are on the high school swimming team, all right? And I don't remember what island they were on, but they're going to swim from the mainland to this island that's maybe a half mile out, something like that. They are strong swimmers, okay? So they're swimming out there, and a couple of dolphins start trailing with them, okay? And then, as the story goes, keep in mind, they're very strong swimmers. An S-ton of dolphins, I don't remember the number, it's an estimate, right? But something like 60 of them or whatever, are doing this massive circle around them. And they can't figure it out at first. And then they realize the dolphins are doing this. And right, they're kind of freaking out because he's like, look, dolphins don't traditionally attack people, but we don't know what they're doing. There's a bunch, and they're keeping their distance. They're maybe 25 to 30 feet away, but they're just committed to making this big whirlpool thing, right? They don't understand why. So he goes, now we're treading water for about 10 minutes at this point because you're not going to break through the line. We don't know what's going on. And the worst part was the island they're trying to swim to was maybe 200 yards away at this point. You know, they'd almost maybe covered the distance, but now these dolphins are doing a thing. Turns out the dolphins are running interference for them because there's a shark in the air. And he doesn't know that at first. He's like, then I piece it together because he goes down in the water kind of intentionally to see, like, how far down are these dolphins? And he sees the shark is trying to figure a way in, specifically to get his daughter and his daughter's friend.
Jesus.
So he pops out. The dolphins are still doing their thing. So he's like, all right. So at this point, I'm thinking, okay, the dolphins are trying to do us a solid, right? Either to protect us or because I hate sharks. Doesn't matter. He's like, but I can't tell my daughter and her friend, like, hey, the reason this is going on is because there's a freaking shark down
there. Also, you got to swim back.
It really trying to figure out how to get to us, all right? So he's like, I can't tell them. So now they're freaking out about the dolphins, but I'm trying to get them to calm down about the dolphins, but I can't let them know that I know what's up. So he's like, he's like, I'm just making a BS. It's like, well, this is what dolphins do when they're excited for blah, blah, blah. They kind of believe them. Now, the problem is they're running out of gas, man, right? Because
they're getting tired.
And again, super strong. So to your point, like, your buddy we were just talking about, he's dead at this point. Floaty or not, I believe he's gone, the shark's fed. Eventually, the dolphins chase the shark off. Shark just gives up. But I think he said like 30, 45 minutes in the water. They barely make it to that little island they're trying to get to and eventually get rescued. Because they were like, so he said when we got to land, then he told his daughter and daughter's friend, like, hey, I don't want to say anything in the water, but like, dude, there was a shark trying to eat us and these dolphins trying to interfere.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROD.
Nope. And of course, somebody on the text line. Dolphins do frequently rape people, though. Yes, I know. I was leaving that part out.
All right, we got another one on X here. Gibby says, I taught adult swimming lessons in Maryland, for moving to Seattle. Typically took 3 weeks at three times a week to get them swimming, adults. Started with the kickboard and mechanics. The biggest challenge was getting their face in the water and staying calm.
Okay.
All right.
So it's not three times. It's about nine. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. That's all I was asking.
So now we know about nine times, and you're good to go.
I've had probably 5-6 ski lessons. I still suck. So I know. That's why I was, how long is this learning curve?
Sure. But you could still ski. The difference is you could still ski and avoid a tree, where I feel like if you can kind of swim, you're going to die.
Right. I could swim in a flat pool in this instance. I could not swim in a wave pool. That's right. My skiing analogy.
And that's fair. So that's fair. Hello, Shay. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up? Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, shout out to my buddy, Big Steve. He ran into a thrill at the Pinehurst Pub a month or two ago. Said you were super nice.
Well, he must have been confused with someone else.
Must off night.
Off night. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right. So my near-death experience took place in Idaho somewhere. I was like 9. We were visiting my mom's high school friend. She has a ranch out there. And we were going to go ride horses. And I was kind of apprehensive about it. So, I'm the last one to get a horse. And by that time, they're like, so we got this guy. He's okay. And it was a huge horse. It was way bigger than all the other ones. I was like, are you sure? I'm a little kid. And they said, yeah, you'll be fine. Anyways, we're trotting through the desert, basically, out there, Idaho. And this horse, I don't know what happened. I don't think it got spooked. I think it just was not that tame. But this thing took off. And I was hanging on for dear life. It got maybe like a quarter mile away from my family and the other guys. And it jumped over this huge creek.
And you're on it.
You're just clinging.
You're on the back of this thing.
Yeah, on this little thing.
You're flying through the air, hanging onto a horse as it jumps over a creek. Is this correct?
Yeah, and at the time, it was like, it was a river to me,
Right,
sure,
right.
Sure, this is awesome.
So the horse lands on the other side on its front feet and bucks me off. And I flip off of it and land on my back, facing up on the ground. I get the wind knocked out of me. And I open my eyes, and this horse has reared up on its back legs, and its two front hooves come down right next to my head.
Jesus!
Oh, what is up with this horse, man?
He's trying to kill you now.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, yes.
He hated me.
The crazy part is my parents made me get back on it.
What?
So take a picture.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Little fridge magnet of me with my hat pulled over my eyes. I was crying. But that thing, that I don't think I'll ride horses again.
That's fair, brother.
It really is, man.
Good God. It's bad enough to get bucked off after the thing's gone crazy, but you're telling me that it's going to come down and try to stomp on your head.
Yeah. Finish him.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
Jeez, man. Vicious horse.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Mark, are you there?
Yep. Hello.
Hola. So how'd you almost die?
So this would have been, say, the mid-90s. I was in San Diego. So here's the situation. Rush hour traffic in San Diego. And I'm on the 405, which is the east-west freeway, trying to merge onto the I-5, the north-south.
North-south one, yeah.
Yeah. So rush hour traffic there is just as busy as, say, the 405 would be here.
Sure.
Just tons of cars. So we're all going full speed, 65 miles an hour. And I get things in my eyes as the sun is setting. It's in my eyes, and I'm merging full speed to go to the north. And when the sun leaves my eyes, the traffic, the merge lane to go north is at an absolute dead stop, and I'm like just, say, 20 or 30 feet or something like that from that. I slam on my brakes, and I had an old truck, so it didn't have anti-lock brakes. A spin. And so I go from the far right-hand merge lane, and so now my truck is crossing at a perpendicular angle to traffic, five lanes of traffic. I didn't get hit by a single car. I spin all the way around, 180 degrees, and come to a rest, an easy rest on the, the concrete divider there. I didn't get hit by a single car. I thought as soon as I slammed on the brakes and, immediately lost control of the car, that I thought I was dead. As soon as I go across those five lanes of traffic, how I didn't get T-boned by multiple cars, I will never know. But suddenly...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We're all going full speed and then nothing. No Damn. Traffic at all.
That is a terrifying feeling, mm-hmm. man. Jesus. By the way, I'm just going to point out, a texter texted in yesterday about a different caller. But it turns out that texter might be onto something, because they said you can tell this guy is from California. It's about a caller yesterday. They said because he calls I-5 the I-5.
Correct.
And I never gave it much thought. But then this guy's talking about San Diego, and he talks about the I-5, and I'm like, God, that is weird.
I'm just thinking about the Californians.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All the different streets.
I don't want to be this guy, but I will. It's a skit. It's funny, right? The Californians.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turns out California was ahead of the national road systems. So it was the Santa Ana Freeway.
Okay, the I-5. Okay.
So those people kept calling it the 5, the 101, and it just stuck with all the Californians.
Fun, Ted. Suck the fun out.
Yeah, really.
Now I can't even make fun of the guy.
Watch more TV shows.
I just wanted to make fun of him.
Yes,
oh, geez. How we built America.
The history of roads. Coming up with TV time with Ted.
Johnny Boulevard.
It's on the way at 5:30. Hang on for that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.